Here's a number worth sitting with for a moment. The engine on the nose of your airplane is very likely the single most expensive component you own that has a clock running against it from the day it's born. Every hour you fly, it ages. Every hour it sits, it ages a little differently. And somewhere between those two truths lives a warranty, a promise. A piece of paper that says, if this thing lets you down, you're not standing alone at the counter with your logbook and your checkbook. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is Utis, the show where I take the headlines off the wire and tell you what they actually mean for the person flying the airplane. Today we're talking about warranties. Specifically, Continental Aerospace Technologies just widened the umbrella on their certified avgas engines and eligible factory overhauls. It doesn't sound like a barn burner. It's not a new airframe, it's not a supersonic anything. But if you own a piston single or twin with a Continental up front, or you're shopping for one, this affects you. So let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. I've got a couple of these on my desk right now, and I'll tell you, the first solo one hits different every time I pick it up. All right, the headline. Continental Aerospace Technologies is expanding warranty coverage for its certified avgas engines and for eligible factory overhauls. That's the reporting out of AVWeb this week. Continental makes a huge slice of the certified piston engines flying in this country. If you fly a Bonanza, a Baron, a Cirrus, a Cessna 172 with the right engine, a Skylane, a lot of the Mooney fleet, there is a very good chance there's a Continental turning that propeller. Now, here's what you need to know, because a warranty announcement is one of those stories where the headline genuinely doesn't tell the whole story. A warranty is not one thing. It's several things stacked together, and the details are where your money lives. Let me break down what a piston engine warranty actually covers, because a lot of pilots honestly have never read theirs closely until the day they needed it. When a manufacturer warrants an engine, there are usually a few dimensions in play. There's the length of time, measured in calendar months from the day it goes into service. There's the number of operating hours, because an engine that flies 800 hours a year is a very different animal from one that flies 40. And there's what's called proration. Proration is the part nobody reads and everybody should. Early in the warranty period, coverage is often what we call 100%. The manufacturer covers parts and, depending on the terms, some labor. But as the engine ages, many warranties shift to a prorated schedule, meaning if something fails deeper into the coverage window, the manufacturer pays a percentage and you pay the rest. And that percentage slides in their favor over time. So when a manufacturer says they are expanding coverage, the questions you want answered are simple. Are they adding months? Are they adding hours? Are they adding hours? Are they flattening that proration curve so you're covered at a higher percentage for longer? And does it apply to labor or just parts? Because pulling a cylinder is not the expensive part. The expensive part is the shop time to do it right. This affects you if you're about to buy an engine. And it affects you even more if you're about to buy an airplane with a recent factory engine in it. Let's talk about that factory overhaul piece. Because Continental specifically called out eligible factory overhauls, and that's a meaningful signal to the used market. Here's the landscape. When your engine reaches the manufacturer's recommended time between overhaul, the number we all call TBO, you have choices. And for a lot of owners, this is the biggest single financial decision they'll make in the life of the airplane. Choice one is the field overhaul. A trusted shop tears the engine down, inspects everything, replaces what's out of spec, and reassembles it. Good shops do beautiful work, but the parts and the standards can vary, and the resale story varies with them. Choice two is the factory overhaul, or a factory reman. A remanufactured engine, done by the original manufacturer to their own specifications on their own line with their own new limit parts. It typically costs more up front, but it comes with the manufacturer's name and, critically, the manufacturer's warranty. And that warranty is not just peace of mind, it's resale value. When you go to sell that airplane, a factory engine with warranty time remaining is a selling point. A buyer can see and price. A field overhaul, no matter how good, asks the buyer to trust a shop they may never have met. So when Continental extends warranty coverage to eligible factory overhauls, they are doing two things at once. They're making the factory overhaul more attractive at the moment of that big decision, and they're quietly propping up the resale value of every airplane that already has one of those engines in it. That ripples out into the used market whether you ever call Continental or not. Let me flag something as opinion here, so you know where the reporting ends and where Tower's read begins. My read is that this is competitive. The general aviation engine world is not a crowded room. You've essentially got Continental and Lycoming as the two giants of the certified piston space, plus the diesel and the alternative players around the edges. When one of them extends a warranty, it changes the math a buyer runs when they're standing at that TBO decision. And the other one notices. That's good for us, genuinely. Because warranty terms are one of the few places where competition between two large manufacturers lands directly in the owner's pocket. A longer warranty is, functionally, a lower cost of ownership. It's risk. The manufacturer is holding instead of you. Now, let me connect this to something real, because a warranty only matters in the context of what actually goes wrong with these engines. Piston aircraft engines are, by modern standards, old technology, and I mean that with affection. Air-cooled direct drive, mostly magnetos firing the spark. They are robust, and they are simple, and they are also, in a hard truth, subject to a handful of well-known failure modes. Cylinders are the big one. Cylinder heads can crack. Valves can burn or stick. Compression fades, a jug as we call it, might come off well before the engine reaches TBO. If that happens inside a strong warranty, that's the manufacturer's problem. Outside of it, that's your Saturday and several thousand dollars. Then there's the bottom end, crankshaft, camshaft, bearings, the case itself. These are the failures that make you very glad you paid for coverage, because a bottom end problem can mean the whole engine comes back off the airplane. That's not a cylinder. That's the engine. And here's the piece pilots forget. A lot of engine trouble in the fleet isn't from flying too much. It's from flying too little, corrosion. An airplane that sits, especially in a humid climate, grows rust on the cam and the lifters while it's parked in the hangar looking perfectly innocent. Some of the ugliest teardown photos I've ever seen came out of low-time engines that just didn't fly enough. So how does this connect to a warranty story? Because warranties almost always have conditions. And those conditions usually include operating the engine in accordance with the manufacturer's guidance. That means flying it regularly. That means using the oil they specify, changing it on schedule, running the correct fuel, and complying with the service bulletins. Which brings me to the fuel word in that headline. Avgas Continental specified Avgas engines. And that's a deliberate word right now because the fuel underneath our fleet is in the middle of the biggest transition in generations. 100 low lead, the 100 octane leaded fuel most high performance piston airplanes have burned for decades, is on its way out. The industry is working hard toward an unleaded high octane replacement, with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, running the approval pathway for those new fuels across the fleet. I'm not going to tell you a warranty announcement is a fuel announcement because it isn't, but I'd keep an eye on the intersection. As unleaded high-octane fuels get approved for more engines, the question of what fuel your warranty allows and what fuel might affect your coverage is going to matter more, not less. If you're operating on any of the newer unleaded fuels, that's a conversation worth having with your engine's manufacturer before you assume anything. Okay. Let's make this practical, because I don't want you to just nod along. I want you to do something with it. If you own an airplane, go find your engine's warranty documentation. Actually find it, not the vague memory of it. The document, and read three things. Read how long the coverage runs, in months and in hours, whichever comes first. Read the proration schedule. So you know whether a failure at hour 600 is covered the same as a failure at hour 60. And read the conditions, the fine print about maintenance, fuel, and service bulletin compliance, because that's the fine print that can void the whole thing. If you're shopping for an airplane, ask the seller about the engine's warranty status, the same way you ask about the airframe hours and the last annual. A factory engine with transferable warranty time remaining is worth real money. Ask whether the warranty transfers to you as the new owner, because some do and some don't, and that's a number you can negotiate with. And if you're staring down a TBO decision right now, the widening of these terms is one more thumb on the scale for the factory route. Not the only factor cost. Upfront still matters. Your mission matters. How long you plan to keep the airplane matters. But the warranty is a real part of that calculation, and it just got a little stronger. The headline says, Continental expanded warranty coverage. The story underneath it is about risk, and who holds it. Every hour you fly, that engine ages. A warranty is simply an agreement about who pays when age wins around. And this week, the manufacturer agreed to hold a little more of that risk, so you hold a little less. That's a good week for the people who own these airplanes. That reporting came to us this week by way of AVWeb, with the underlying news from Continental Aerospace Technologies and the fuel picture, as always, tracking the FAA's ongoing work. You can find the show and the rest of what we cover at RadioHangar.com. Go read your warranty. Then go fly the airplane, because a warranty you never need is the best kind there is. This is Tower Wheels Up.